And here we have an illustration of a typical UTM zone. Now you notice over here on the left, the equator is of course the division between the north UTM and the south UTM. And of course when one designates a letter, you have to designate whether you're talking about north or south. The scale increases as you move outside of the standard lines, and it decreases as you move into the middle. The CM here is indicated as the central meridian. AB and DE are the lines of intersection of exact scale. And then, of course, over here on the right, we have an image of the Earth inside a transverse Mercator developable right circular cylinder. Unlike any of the systems previously discussed, every coordinate in UTM zone occurs twice, once in the northern hemisphere and once in the southern hemisphere. This is a consequence of the fact that there are two origins in each UTM zone. This is, of course, quite different from state plane coordinates. The origin for the portion of the zone north of the equator is moved 500 kilometers west of the intersection of the zone central meridian and the equator. This arrangement ensures that all of the coordinates for that zone in the northern hemisphere will be positive. Now, the origin for the coordinates in the southern hemisphere for the same zone is 500 kilometers west of the central meridian, too. But in the southern hemisphere, the origin is not on the equator. It's 10,000 kilometers south of it, close to the South Pole. This orientation of the origin guarantees that all the coordinates in the southern hemisphere are in the first quadrant and positive. In other words, the intersection of each zone's central meridian with the equator defines its origin of the coordinates. In the southern hemisphere, each origin is given the coordinates easting 5,000 meters and northing 10,000 meters. In the northern hemisphere, the values are easting 5,000 meters and northing 0 meters at the origin. So the idea is that there are two origins, one for the northern hemisphere and one for the southern hemisphere, in each universal transverse Mercator zone.